Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishmas Am Yaakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Tzadik Ches. The Gemara Amud Beis brings what's brought down on Sefer Ben Siro. Sefer Ben Siro is now one of the Tanakh, but it's a Sefer. And before we go to what says over there, just mention the Ritva over here. The Ritva in the Sugya, very important Ritva regarding what is Ben Siro. Because the Ritva says, even though it's called Sforim Chitzoinim, you see from our Gemara that it's not a problem. I mean, you don't want to learn from it the Ikar Limut. But to go and see from it once in a while, Mukhach ben Musar, it's fine. And that's why Ben Sira is mentioned in the Gemara. So Ben Sira says, Hakol shakalti bekaf oznaim. I put it in a scale many things. Filo matzati kal mi subin. The lightest thing I found is subin. Nothing is worse than bran. The kal mi subin, you know what's lighter than subin? What's worse than that? Choson ador bebeis chomiv, a son-in-law who lives in the house of his father-in-law. Ve'kal michoson is oireyach machlis oireyach. Worse than that is a guest who brings in another guest. Ve'kal mireyach meshiv dover beterem yishvo, someone who answers before he hears the whole thing. So the first you come to explain, what is the connection between these things? Why it's all brought down in one place? So the Marshan Chidushi Agadah says, Pshat is, what is subin? Subin bran is what we mentioned earlier in the Gemara, that a person can pay for his loan with subin. Mimori rashvasach pori efra. Comes the lender, he takes whatever he can, including subin, even though it's not really what the loan is all about. The loan is money, but he can pay subin as a payment. Someone who pays with subin is considered to be kofri toiv. Is someone who is not giving back as he's supposed to. He got a loan, he enjoyed the money, and he's giving back subin. So that's considered to be someone who is kfui toiva. It's mishalem ro tachas toiva. Says worse than that is a son-in-law living in the house of his father-in-law. Because he's enjoying his father-in-law's house. But he goes around feeling that, I know that my father-in-law is supporting me. But the only reason he's so successful is because of me. Like Yaakov Avinu caused so much brocha by Lavan. And therefore he's moira etter to himself to do wrong things like stealing from his father-in-law. So that's worse, because he's doing bad for good, but he feels good about himself. He feels he's doing the right thing. Worse than that is a guest who brings another guest. Because again, the guest feels that he's bringing bracha al bais. It says that guest brings a big bracha to the host. He feels he's doing it. So what does he decide? I'll bring more guests, and they'll bring even more bracha to al bais. And on this it says that mevorach rehu bekol gadol klol lo tichoshev lo. Just bringing more guests is not good for the host. It's the wrong thing to do. So here the person feels even better. He thinks he's doing such a toiva to the host, he's actually doing the opposite. It says, worse than that is someone who answers without hearing the question. Because what happens, and this we can relate to, we have it a lot of times in the world, we see people doing this way. A person, see, he heard a question, he heard a half a thing, and he said an answer. Happens to be that he was right with the answer. But it wasn't because he's so smart. He just had luck to say an answer that was the right thing. He goes around feeling that he's so smart, that he was able to answer the question. But he didn't really listen to the question. So this is a connection between all these things. Someone who's feeling he's doing the right thing, but really he's doing something bad, he's doing something wrong. The Toras Chaim goes in a very similar mahalach like the Maharsho. It's a little different, a little small nuance. He says, all these things are things that it looks good, but really it's bad. So he says, subin. People think bran is a very good, it comes up from wheat, but really bran is very bad for the body. A son-in-law living in the house of the father-in-law is so nice, he wants to live by the father-in-law, but really it's something which is terrible. El Rireach brings another Rireach, he feels he's doing a toiva for the host, they can have more guests. It's really a very bad thing. But someone who answers without listening to the question, he feels, I answer the question. And he realizes that the one who asked the question wants to hear, he wants the person who's answering should listen to the question until the end. The Ben Yoyada goes in another direction. He says, Pshat is like this. We're talking about things that they used to be good, but once they separated, they became bad. So subin is part of the wheat. But once you came and put it through the sifter, and you just separate the subin, the bran, from the wheat, so then it's not good anymore. The son-in-law feels, listen, the daughter lived by her parents the whole time, so I'm just going to come and join. No, once the daughter got married, she's not part of the household of the father, of the parents. So she doesn't belong there anymore. And then when we speak about a reach, machlis a reach, is to come and emphasize the point that the daughter's already not part of the house. Kochken, the husband, who is one step removed, is like a guest of a guest. And then he concludes and says that someone who answers before he hears the question, he is like the concept of a reach machlis reach. Not so clear what he means. Maybe he's trying to say that reach machlis reach means that the second guest is not there. He's not supposed to be there. He's only there because the first guest brought him in. Someone asked the question and he didn't finish the question. The one who answers is not supposed to be here, so he's compared to a reach machlis reach. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list, or what's to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.